John Kime, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Redskins, joins us here on Sunday morning on ESPN Radio. John, aside from the obvious, trying to draft good players, how do you expect new coach Ron Rivera to approach this draft?
Oh, boy, I think the way that they're approaching it is that they don't feel they need to fill every hole or every remaining hole with this draft. And I think so that means that they don't feel obligated to turn that number two pick into multiple picks just to get everything done now. They have a very young roster. What I think they want to do is protect their draft assets for next year, get some guys in here who continue to be building blocks for them and move forward. But they don't feel like they need to do that. And I think the other thing along with that, I'm going to go back to free agency. One thing they did there is they tried to fill a lot of the depth needs through free agency, guys who may not be starters but provide depth. So that way they don't have to find a backup left tackle in the fourth round who can help them in a pinch. They have those guys in the roster now, so that frees them up to be a little bit more, to be much more best player focused rather than, hey, you got to fill this need here.
There are a lot of people who think that Chase Young is the best football player in this entire draft. How does he change that defense in Washington?
Well, I think you can kind of look to San Francisco last year as for almost a comparison. Now, I'm not going to say they're going to be as good as San Francisco was, but just the impact that Nick Bosa helped make in San Francisco, and I say help because there was a lot of talent there. And they also went out and got D Ford, but they had spent several years accumulating high first-round picks along the defensive front, and the Redskins have kind of done the same thing. So what they need, though, is an elite guy who can get after the passer. They don't have that. Well, that's what he gives you. And so I think he would be kind of a – for the front, he would be a completion. Now, they still have work to do on the back end. That's where I'm going to differ in the comparison to San Francisco because there was a lot more in place there than there is here in that regard. But you get a guy who can impact the defensive front. You have guys like Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Matt Ioannidis inside that will be impacted there. You have linebackers who can be impacted. You have the coverage guys who can be impacted. So I think, you know, that's how they view him and the ability to impact all three levels. But again, the comparison will be San Francisco. But I'm not going to make the jump and say that they're going to be as good. But I think the impact of an edge guy was felt there, and I think it would be felt here.
Before we get to your picks prediction here, John Kime, ESPN NFL Nation Redskins reporter joining us Sunday morning on ESPN Radio, there were some whispers, if not just flat-out advice from some experts of, hey, you know, the Redskins should, I think Mel Kiper at one point said, hey, take Tua. Take Tua there at number two. That's right. What I would do if I were the Redskins. I'll ask this. How confident would you say this franchise is in Dwayne Haskins as their quarterback?
Boy, that's a good question. I think what they're confident in is that he took steps at the end of the year. They were excited by how he finished. And I think what they're confident in is that there is the plan to try and help develop him. The hard part here is they're going to possibly lose an entire offseason really getting to know him and know him up close versus virtual training. And I think that's where you have to have some pause on whatever confidence you have because you don't really know what a guy is until you get him on the field. And there have been a lot, you know, I've heard good things about his offseason so far. He's been doing things that they want him to do and more. But you don't know what a guy is until you get him on the field. So I think there's confidence in things that they can do with him. But until you get him out there, they don't know. And in talking to people at the end of the year, again, excited by his finish, but nobody was really ready to say, hey, he's our guy for the next 5 or 10 years. But I think they liked what they felt they could build off of at that time.
By the way, who was the last all-pro Washington player? I know you wrote about this. It was startling.
Matt Turk, a punter in 1996. First team all-pro.
Right, first team all-pro. That's right. That's an amazing number. All right, let's assume they go Chase Young in the first round. We won't go easy on you here. Let's do a prediction here. With the 66th pick in the NFL draft in the third round, the Washington Redskins select.
Okay, let's see. How about receiver Van Jefferson from Florida. How about that?